Well, believe it or not, and it is hard to believe sometimes, it is spring in northern Minnesota. Springtime here among the lakes and woods of my home country is not merely a season of rebirth. It's a season of realizing what died without us knowing. The receding snow unveils so much carnage. Snowblower parts, owl pellets, another inch of rust on the old jalopy. In spring, the resourceful crow carries around animal flesh like a tiny attaché case. Another busy day of work at Crow, Crow, and Buzzard. One time I thought I caught a glimpse of a rare bird out my office window. What was that? It's black with such a splash of color at the beak. Well, it was a crow carrying the innards of a springtime corpse from somewhere in the woods. Probably an animal, but who knows, you know? Either way, good eats. You know what carrion birds say about deer guts in April. Once you pop, you can't stop. There it is. Springtime gives a beautiful smell, which of course comes from rot. Springtime gives beautiful color, which comes from dead things being replaced. Springtime gives beautiful sounds, mostly from birds who want the one decent thing in life, love. But what's the best case scenario in love? Well, you find someone, and then eventually one of you dies. That's the best case scenario. You live together a long time, and then one of you dies. People get really excited if you both die around the same time. Like, oh, it's so sweet, he just couldn't live without her, so he died too. Aww. I hope that's us someday. Again, that's optimal. Every other possible outcome is just a country song that's already been sung. It's not just love, though. It's life. No one wants to get any older, even though getting older is, again, a best-case scenario. No one wants their bits and parts to sag. But let's be honest, how long can you keep meat in the same shape? I mean, even in the fridge, that's tough sledding. You can freeze it, but then you get the freezer burn, and then they throw you out with the spring cleaning. So my grandpa's been dying since I was a little kid. He told me so nearly every chance he got. I won't be with you much longer, he said to my 7-year-old self. That was almost 30 years ago. He had a bad fall last November, and he almost really did die, but he didn't. He's alive. He's back at his house doing crosswords just like before. Despite the fact that he's been slowly dying his whole life, he's happy to be here. He's got a walker now, so what? Doesn't really need it, though, you know. Is he still dying? Well, sure, you bet. You bet, but he's in less of a hurry. We don't like to talk about dying because it means admitting it will happen to us. But can you imagine if it didn't? What if we all lived forever and never aged? Never mind the overpopulation, we'd get bored. I mean, eventually we'd be writing the wrong century on checks. If people don't write checks anymore, but right. Right now we can barely remember who won last year's Super Bowl, but can you imagine if we forgot someone we loved? Love's all we have. It's the only thing we can give freely and never run out of. The money runs out, the stones we set wash to dirt. Love skips along like a chickadee on the branch all through the ages, and the chickadee lives here year-round. Death means our choices matter. The crow has to decide whether to take a chance on that tasty roadkill before the high-speed 18-wheeler tools along. You gotta pick a major, kid. You can't keep switching like that. Or just drop out of school. Fine, whatever. Do something. You'll find yourself when you do something. Time does matter. Keep your appointments. And use time like the tool that it is, a precise instrument to learn what matters most. That's what I know about springtime.